Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, or diagnose. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Welcome to another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 50. I'm honored to have the one and only Jennifer Santana. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very happy to be here with you today. I mean, you're a very busy woman, and thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Okay, and then since you're the first timer on my show, what got you into the crazy world of professional wrestling?
Oh, gosh, the world of professional wrestling. I actually had talked to Hannibal. I don't know if people know him, but he had asked if I had ever considered wrestling, and I was like, no, but, you know, I'll try it, and that was my first kind of experience with wrestling. Then I was able to get a trainer. Sim Bodie's my trainer at FSW, and so I started doing that, and that was my intro into the professional world of wrestling. So
right on. Yes, and your dad is Tito Santana.
Yeah, that was kind of why he had asked if I'd ever tried it. I've always been involved in martial arts. Currently, I'm a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, but I had never done the pro wrestling aspect. And so since I had, you know, the DNA of it, and, you know, everyone knows Tito, that's a household name. So he's like, yeah, you should try it, you know, and I'm always up for a challenge, and I love physical activity. So it seemed like an appropriate thing to try, I guess.
And man, you've really done awesome. I'm proud of how far you've came so far, and then it looks like you're shooting to the moon to me.
I mean, I have a lot of work to do with pro wrestling yet, but, you know, I enjoy it. I'm still training. We moved, so I had to take some time off, but this week I should be back to training, still doing jiu-jitsu. And I started doing like interviews. I'm actually going to be a guest host at Demand Lucha, the Lucha Libre show, or in Canada, Toronto. Mm-hmm. So if anyone's in the Toronto area, June 29th, for sure, Lucha Block Party, come check it out. I will be there at Parkdale Hall in Toronto, Thursday, June 29th.
Awesome. And hey, I know you got a lot of other stuff coming up. Tell everybody what else you got coming up.
Gosh, so much stuff. My time has been very consumed with our clinic. So now we have a regenerative medicine clinic open in Las Vegas. So anyone who is in need of stem cells, exomes, hormones, we have an aesthetic line. We also just started a comprehensive weight loss program that I think is going to be awesome. That looks at all kinds of aspects of why, you know, the weight isn't coming off. So it's not just like a quick fix. It's more of like a comprehensive thing that's going to last long term. We're excited to get that going. And then we've treated some people with stem cells and exomes. And, I mean, it's a great option if you have chronic pain, if you need surgery and don't want to do it. I mean, I had my knees done personally, and I avoided a full knee replacement surgery just having the stem cells injected. So it's a great option. Our clinic is now open. For sure, anyone in the area or surrounding states, come check us out or give us a call.
Yes, for sure. Is there more information on how they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so the stem cell clinic, for sure, it's called Infinite Wellness. We have a website. It's infinitewellness.info. And then we're also on social media. It's LV, Infinite Wellness LV.
Okay, nice. Yes, okay. Now back to the interview. This segment is called Heroes. I'd like to know, who were your heroes growing up?
Oh, gosh, my heroes. You know what? The funniest hero that comes to mind is He-Man. When I was younger,
okay,
I loved the He-Man episodes. I had, like, all of them, all the whole, like, kit and caboodle, every character. I was obsessed with it. And then there's always, you know, like the female heroes. I'm a fan of Wonder Woman, probably because so many people said that I look like her growing up. So it just kind of progressed into becoming a fan of her, but just like the power and confidence of that as well. And then, you know, I mean, I am a super family related person. So just members of my family and keeping our family together, keeping it going, like my mom, my grandma, we have very strong women in my family. Probably everyone, like, I just look up to them the most, because when there's a problem or issue, like, that's who I go to first, is my family. So
nice. Okay, and then what about in sports?
Gosh, sports, I would say I was into, as a child, I was into roller skating, and so I watched a little as a child. So like the whole like Tanya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan,
yeah.
I forget her name now, but that whole debacle, like that was when I was a really young kid. So that would have been, I loved watching ice skating. I never really, like my grandfather was a huge football fan. So the Eagles, like that was like his thing, so that was around. But other than that, I did gymnastics, so like there was some gymnasts that I looked up to, but it changed as I got older and got into karate and martial arts. Like all the female MMA fighters, even the male ones, like, you know, Hoist Gracie kind of set the way for UFC.
yeah.
And that kind of opened my eyes up to jiu-jitsu. So I would say now it's more like the fighters in the sport that I look up to, just because that's what, I mean, I'm not in MMA, but for jiu-jitsu, like there's great jiu-jitsu people out there, and I have so much respect for them because I do the sport as well, so I know what it takes to train like that. I think that you can appreciate a sport way more when you are a participant in it yourself. And so definitely look up to some of those, like, you know, one of my favorite jiu-jitsu guys right now on the scene is Nicholas Mergali. Like, he's amazing, and you know, he's been winning a lot, and just, he was always like a gi guy, then recently made the transition to no gi and has been like, you know, pretty dominant in that too. Great performances. I was lucky enough to go to ADCC, which is like the grappling Olympics, and just amazing matches. And you see, like, there's a girl, Amy Campo, there who won and beat out Gabby Garcia. And if anyone knows anything about the sport, like the size difference between those two is incredible. But, you know, her determination and skill and just constant grinding of, of doing what she had to do. It's just, it's amazing to see someone like that. Like, it's one of the only sports, like, you can see, like, you have to look up their size difference. Like, Amy is probably my size, maybe even a little bit tinier, and Gabby's like this. Maybe she's 6 foot. She's enormous and built with so much muscle. But, you know, Amy was able to come out with the win in that match. So incredible, incredible.
Wow, okay. And then who's some of your heroes in music?
Oh, gosh, music. My music taste is all over. So, I mean, I love musicals. I love rap. I love R&B. I think when I would say, like, school age, college, I totally got into country, and I was obsessed with it. And so I loved Faith Hill growing up, her country songs, and Rascal Flatts was one of my favorites. And so I wasn't really one to have, like, specific music posters on my wall. Like, it was more songs, like, specific songs that I liked, as opposed to artists. And then, like, oh, I love everything about that artist. Like, I hadn't really ever found that. Even, like, albums. Like, I love this album from start to finish. Probably the one I remember the most was Drew Hill, Enter the Drew. Like, that was, like, one of the few albums I loved from, like, start to finish. So
awesome. Okay. How about your heroes in wrestling?
Oh, gosh, my heroes in wrestling. There's so many great people in wrestling. I mean, the athleticism of a pro wrestler is off the charts. You know, like, I do MMA, but you can go in an MMA, or not MMA, but jiu-jitsu. You can go in a jiu-jitsu match, and you can come out and win, and you can be, like, unscathed. In pro wrestling, you get in that match, like, even if you're winning, you're still taking damage. So huge respect to every pro wrestler. But when I was growing up, my favorite was the Ultimate Warrior. I think it was, like, the energy and the colors and everything. And so he was definitely my favorite wrestler growing up, I think, of all time.
Yeah, and his ring song was amazing, too. So with all that energy and that song going and looking at him, my goodness, yes, it was an amazing feat, yes.
Yeah, I just loved it. Like, he was huge. But, like, I loved, like, the neons when I was younger and the whole face paint. Like, it just, I don't know, it really, like, pumped me up and gave me a lot of energy whenever he came out. And then who else? I mean, like, you know, Hulk Hogan, they're always, you know, the staples of wrestling. I would say, you know, Andre the Giant, like, my mom was really good friends with him. So just to know them on, like, a different level and, like, hear personal stories, like, you can appreciate who they are as people as well. And some of them, like, Andre had the kindest heart and was so gentle, you know, so just that, looking up to those people.
Wow, what a
blessing.
It's always
great to hear a backstory of someone whose character is the same as, you know, like, their character is good. Like, if they're playing a guy who's good, like, their character is also good. You never want to hear, like, a good guy and then they have shitty character. It kind of takes away a little bit. It doesn't take away from their athleticism, but, like, as you view them as a person, you're like, oh, well.
Yes, for sure. Okay, and then, man, you've competed in all kinds of stuff, like, growing up, and tell the people about the other sports that you did growing up and competitions you were in.
Yeah, so I was in gymnastics growing up, so did some of those. I did roller skating, like I had mentioned, so I did artistic roller skating, which, I mean, it's more well-known ice skating. No one really watches roller skating competitions, but I also was, I gotta admit it, like, I was a little pageant girl. My mom and grandma and my great-grandmother, they loved pageants, and we would travel all over the country doing pageants. They would just love it. But I mean, it was good bonding time. As I look back now, you know, I always was like, oh, I hate it or things, but it did shape me. Like, it shaped me for competition. Like, it was competition. I love being in competition, competing, trying to be the best I can be. And, you know, I unfortunately, like, I, you know, I like being not the center of attention, but, like, I don't mind it. Like, I love, not that I love the attention, but I don't know, like, being out there, I don't mind putting myself out there, if that makes sense.
Definitely. You're a hard worker, and it shows, you know, and it, it's been paying off, so that's great. Okay, so excuse me.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, tell the people a little bit more about your self-defense background.
My self-defense?
Yeah, background.
Like the jiu-jitsu background?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I've been doing jiu-jitsu, gosh, for over 9 years now. It started off, it literally started off watching UFC, and I'm like, you know, jiu-jitsu, like, this is amazing. You can have a person who's smaller than someone else, and they can still get the better of them and become dominant over them. It was hard in Pennsylvania to find a place like that because that's where I'm originally from. But when we moved to Las Vegas, you know, fight capital of the world, like, there's jiu-jitsu gyms everywhere. And not only that, like, you're training with top jiu-jitsu guys in the world. So my coach, Fretzen Paschau, he's a 5-time world champion. That's, like, the equivalent of, like, oh, I want to go learn basketball. And then there's Michael Jordan. Here, come take classes from me. Like, it's a crazy opportunity. So, yeah, started training with him, started competing, was able to move up. This past December, I just got my black belt, which is a huge accomplishment. Like, that was one of my main goals when I started jiu-jitsu. But I was able to win nationals and Nogi Worlds at brown belt. At purple belt, I had Nogi Worlds win too. So, I mean, I just love this skill of it. Like, it's so good for so many different things. Like, yes, it's a physical activity. It keeps you, you know, physically fit, kind of flexible because you need to be able to move good. The competition aspect of it, it helps you become your best because you're training for a purpose. Competition is good. Winning is good. Losing is even better because it teaches you so much about yourself and where the holes in your game is, where you need to improve. But also just mentally, like, you get to – it teaches you how to be comfortable in an uncomfortable position. And so many things in life come up and, you know, you have to have mental fortitude to deal with those. And jiu-jitsu is just an outlet to help develop those skills. And also, you know, when you're frustrated throughout the day, like, it's a good energy release. So it's just been a whole array of things that has helped me in my life by incorporating that sport into my life.
Yes. What a blessing, you know, and I came up with the theory years ago that I think it was around the time I discovered Hoist Gracie, you know, and UFC started. I started realizing that you need to be the more well-rounded you are, the better, because they had, remember how it started out? It was like wrestling versus boxing versus karate versus judo. You know? And then you noticed the people who were winning had two or three of those. You know?
Yeah.
Not just one. And so I started realizing you need to be as well-rounded as possible. Excuse me.
Yeah, yeah. It's true, you know, those fights started standing, but then if someone got taken to the ground and they were a boxer, they had no idea what was going on, and
they were
dominated by someone who wrestled or did jiu-jitsu. And so, yeah, being well-rounded is definitely the way to go with things. You know, it's also a hard thing, like, what do you spend most of your time in? You know, you're always going to be It's hard to find someone who's exactly well-rounded in everything they come with, you know, because there's always going to be parts of people's game that are better or stronger than other aspects, so they have to kind of utilize those skills.
Yes, definitely. Okay, now the next part of the interview is called Memorable Matches. What are some of the most memorable matches you've seen?
That I've seen,
whether it was
for
wrestling.
I mean,
by that is for basically anything. I mean, and I'm talking about live there, or it doesn't have to be live. It could be on a VHS tape in the 80s that you've seen.
Oh gosh, well, the ones that come to mind most recently, this year I was at Mania. All those matches were so great. The Charlotte Flair match, like that match was absolutely incredible. I mean, you're just like left stunned afterwards. But probably the biggest one, because my son was also looking forward to that the most, was the Cody Rhodes match. And then it just, you know, everyone, but like he was so rooting for Cody to win, and we're all like hyped up, and so I mean the energy at WrestleMania, it, you know, we've watched wrestling, he always has wrestling on at home, but being in there and watching it live is just,
yeah,
on a completely different level. It's crazy, like the just the amount of people in one place, and then when,
yes,
they start the chants and the music hits, and like, they, like I know, like Cody's music, everyone does that. Oh, it's just, it's insane. Like, it's just, it gives you goosebumps for sure. And
okay,
then,
yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Logan Paul wrestling, and so his match was also one of the highlights of that weekend. So.
Okay, nice, and then. What about some of the most memorable matches in MMA or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
Oh, gosh. MMA and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. The MMA matches, let me see. I mean, they're all so great. Well, the Jiu-Jitsu ones, for sure, almost all the matches at ADCC. There's a difference between, like, old-school jiu-jitsu and new-school jiu-jitsu. And the ADCC this year, like, there was so many young kids coming up, like, in their late teens, early 20s. And very, like, I don't want to say, like, twirly, but just the way they go about jiu-jitsu as opposed to, like, more of a pressure game, it's just very exciting to watch. So all of the ADCC matches, though, were incredible. Like the one with Gabby Garcia and Amy, like that was probably one of the top ones, for sure. And then the Gordon Ryan one with Galvo, that main match, that was also amazing. But, I mean, anything that Gordon Ryan does, he's really he can call his submissions, and I love watching him with jiu-jitsu. And I also am a huge fan of Craig Jones, so his matches are also really awesome to watch, for sure.
Okay.
MMA stuff, I mean, I used to love watching Ronda Rousey, like her dominant phase of arm-barring everyone was great.
Yeah.
So that was a huge thing. I mean, like, she literally paved the way for women's MMA. Like, when you think of the start of women's MMA getting so big, I think you have to mention her. So, which is awesome because now she's a wrestler. So watching her do that crossover is really exciting and be dominant, you know, in both areas. So love watching her.
And then what about some of the most memorable matches you've been a part of? And that's for either one, either sport, because, man, you've won a lot of championships and competitions.
Yeah.
What's that?
I haven't done that many pro wrestling matches. The one that I probably enjoy the most was when I got to corner Too Cold Scorpio for PCW, just because it was the first time I was kind of ever out in a crowd, and then did get, like, power bomb too. So It was exciting. It was nerve-wracking. And so just kind of my first experience, I'll always remember that. So it was a lot of fun. With jiu-jitsu, oh, man, probably one of the most memorable matches I had was in Houston, Texas, as a blue belt. You know, just starting out, you don't really understand some things, and you don't have experience to know the difference. And so I know that I was weighing in, and I was like the top of the weight class, you know, just made it. And then the girl I was against, who was like a world champion, which I didn't know at the time, but she came in at like the lowest area of the weight class. And I'm like, oh, I have like 9 pounds on her. Like, I'm going to be great. And she got me in spider guard, and I could not get out of it for the life of me. And I think I ended up losing that match. I don't know if I got swept, or it was an advantage, but it was like, it was a close match, but I ended up losing by either an advantage or 2 points. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I had to go back to the drawing board. And it was like a crucial point because I hadn't really been serious about competition up until that point. Like, it was like, yeah, you know, whatever. And that match completely changed my mindset, like preparing properly, becoming better equipped to handle things that I wasn't as comfortable with, and just the competition itself, like taking it more seriously. So that was probably the main turning point of a match for me in jiu-jitsu.
Nice. Okay. And let's see here. What's your favorite coffee to drink?
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with lattes. Like, my daughter and I were just talking about that actually before I got on this call, because we are like, we will go buy lattes at least a few a week. And we're talking about getting an espresso machine and making it here. I'm like, well, we can get an espresso machine, but then we have to like stop the coffees. And we figured out like if we buy this espresso machine, how long it'll take till we like save money on it, because it's a pretty expensive one. And it was like less than 2 months. We're like, oh my gosh.
Okay,
but
well,
we have an addiction to coffee. There's so like,
okay,
Dunkin' Donuts caramel latte is my favorite.
Okay,
Starbucks,
there you go.
Probably like the white mocha favorite. Like every coffee place, I have my own favorite. And then literally once a week, I'll probably go to like all of them. And I just need to stop. Like someone needs to stop the addiction.
Okay, and then now we're on favorites still. What was your favorite concerts that you've seen?
Favorite concerts? Oh, gosh. My very, very first concert was a Ricky Martin concert, which was awesome. But then I have gone to so many. Probably the Zac Brown Band was amazing as a concert to go to. I loved it. And then I had a stint where I was like in love with Adam Levine. So got to see Maroon 5 live, which was also one of my favorite concerts ever.
Okay, nice. All right. And then now I've been blessed to have you on Turnbuckle Turmoil with myself and Sign Guy. Sign Guy can't make it today on my show. He's at a show at Northwest Pro in Vaughan, Washington today. One of his favorite teams of all time is this high school civics team. But anyway, we'd like to know what's your favorite sports teams?
Oh, my favorite sports team. I would say that my son, if I didn't say the Pittsburgh Steelers, I would be disowned as a parent. So, yes, we are now like a Pittsburgh Steelers family. I had never been to an NFL game until a few years ago, where my son made me take him. I think it was like 2 years ago we went. It was the last home game of the Steelers. It was Ravens, Pittsburgh. And Steelers ended up winning at the end. Like, it was so perfect for first game for him to be there on the like in person as a Steelers fan. And so definitely, like, our house is filled with Steelers stuff. Every gift for any holiday or anything, like, it involves the Steelers. And so, yeah, I would say definitely if any sports team dominates our household, it would be the Steelers for sure.
And I'm sure you knew, man, there's Steelers fans all over the country, like in Washington here. I'm pretty sure there's like maybe a half dozen or more Steelers Nation bars and stuff. And you
wow.
can see it at the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. And they're actually going to be in Las Vegas playing the Raiders this year. So it'll be interesting to see. I know there's a lot of the Steelers have like taken they're one of the main teams in the NFL, I think, that have fans all over. I think it's because they had so many, you know, they're so dominant. Like, they're one of the most dominant teams in the NFL. So it's easy to accumulate a lot of fans over the years.
And of course, they were one of my first favorite teams since the Seattle didn't have a team. And then I hated the Cowboys. They were so good, you know. Sort of like
yeah.
the Raiders, you know. But, those are the days, yeah. Okay, so now what about your favorite people to work? And that can be in competition or in wrestling as a promoter. Just favorite people to work.
As a promoter, I would say I love the Renegade Twins. We had them on UWW. They're like signed now. I think Ring of Honor they're on. They're just an amazing tag team. They're amazing. They're amazing women. I love their personality. It's just they're great. They're great girls, and they put in the work. They get better every day. I think there's no stopping them at all. I think they're one of my faves. In wrestling now, like on the indie scene, they will be superstars in no time. Jiu-Jitsu, like anyone on my team, like we're a great team. So any training on my team is great. There's no one that I'm like, oh, I don't want to go with them. So it's great when you have a team that's really, you know, grown together and close. And you're just able to learn from each other and come up and get better from each other. That's always the goal. And then training, I mean, the very first person I trained with at FSW was Matt Vandegrift. Like, he is incredible. I don't know how he's not a superstar right now, but he's always one of my favorites to train with. Incredible wrestler on the indie scene, like, just, I don't know if you've seen any of his matches or are familiar with him, but you definitely should acquaint yourself with him. He's amazing. He was amazing when I started, you know, just making sure that I knew he was going to keep me safe, super respectful, super helpful, just a great guy all around and a wonderful wrestler.
All right, cool. And then let me see, what suggestions do you have for people wanting to get into the business? And then check it out. You're such an entrepreneur. How about give us suggestions for regular business, for the MMA business, and for pro wrestling?
So for MMA, MMA and pro wrestling, I think that you have to start. That's probably the biggest thing in anyone's way. The same thing before I started jiu-jitsu was always that hesitation before your first day on the mat or your first day in the ring. When I started jiu-jitsu, I was able to go with my uncle, so it made it a little bit easier. Like, we started together, so I had that support, and he had that support when we went there. Sometimes it's a little bit more daunting when you're going into an environment yourself, but it's literally getting started and staying consistent is what makes you better. Like, putting in the work, you're going to get better. And you're going to have those days where you feel like nothing went right And that's okay because it's just helping you grow. Because in no time, you know, new white belts come into our jiu-jitsu class and they have zero idea of what's going on. They have no idea. They're confused. What body part goes here? What body part goes there? They're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know with my feet. And the thing is, you just have to keep going. You keep going. You keep learning. You keep acquiring skills. And then one day they click and they all flow together. And it becomes second nature. You know, I think it's like 10,000 times you have to do something before it becomes a habit. So, you know, you do all that stuff 10,000 times, it becomes a habit. It becomes a reflex. Like your body automatically knows what to do and where to go.
Yes, for sure.
And then in business, I would say doing research to be prepared. I would say talking with people who are successful in business to get their advice on what worked, what didn't. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. So when you see things working for people, like you can definitely take that on, maybe change it a little bit to see what works for you. But those habits and the things that they've done first, like keep those instead of trying to start from scratch and learn from someone else, I think is the biggest thing. So until you get the experience yourself. Because you don't know what you don't know, so.
Definitely, okay. And then who were some of your toughest opponents you faced in wrestling and MMA?
In for jiu-jitsu, I would say some of my teammates would be the toughest I faced in competition. Oh, God, my toughest match ever in competition. I went against Lauren Murphy, who actually is an MMA girl who's done amazing recently. Like, she's one of the top girls in the UFC. So, but it was jiu-jitsu, and I went against her, and she did win for sure. I forget what belt it was. I think it was purple belt. And just, I remember going with her, and it was, like, going well. And then I'm like, this girl is one of the strongest girls I have ever gone against in my life. Like, I wasn't expecting that much strength from someone. Like, because we're in weight classes, so we're in the same weight. So definitely she was one of my most memorable opponents to go against. And then pro wrestling, I really haven't had that many matches. I would say, it's hard to say in pro wrestling who's one of my most memorable. I would say the most memorable one I had was the first one just because it was the most comfortable I was because it was more like a shoot match. And so that was against Erica in that was – I liked it the most because it was more I'm saying pro wrestling isn't aggressive. For me, like, that match seemed like I was more aggressive and I was more comfortable being more aggressive because it was more shoot style.
Okay. Right on. And then how about suggesting some schools to the fans?
Schools, for sure. I mean, if you're in Las Vegas, Future Stars of Wrestling is an amazing school. It takes you through so many aspects of the wrestling itself, not only in-ring, but also, like, the psychology of it. And we also do, like, taping classes, so you can learn, like, how to hit cues and things like that. So just the comprehensive aspect of becoming a pro wrestler. We do promos sometimes, and so there's so much that goes into being a great wrestler. Like, you could be the most athletic person out there, but if you don't have the charisma that shines through, whether you get the fans to hate you or love you, you have to provoke an emotional response in them. And so that school does a great job in not only giving you, like, the in-ring physical skills, but also developing your personality as a wrestler and your charisma as a wrestler. And then jiu-jitsu, I mean, I'm partial to my coach, so Fretzen Paschal, if you're ever in the area of Las Vegas, check out our school and come join us for a class. He's an amazing coach, so definitely would never find another coach that has a better pressure game than him. I don't think anywhere in the world, but... And then I forgot to mention, So one of the, you know, one of the main things going on with me, because you would ask what's going on with me, I'm also lucky enough to be part of the New Network, which is a streaming service. There's over, I think, 60 shows now on it, tons of celebrities, but shows on every topic. So you can subscribe to that, and there's different tiers. So I have a show on there called Beyond the Gym, and we kind of talk about things. We haven't gotten there yet because we're just in the beginning episodes to kind of introduce the show, but eventually – I want to do like a heavy focus on what happens after the sport. Like for pro wrestling, those guys will wrestle until their body basically falls apart. And so when they can't wrestle anymore, like what does your life look like? What changes? Some people can't take not being in the spotlight anymore, or they don't know how to function. You know, you're going from traveling, you know, 300 days a year to being at home the entire year. Like just the changes that happen when you retire, or when you injure out, or when life circumstances happen, when female wrestlers have babies, like things have to change, you know, it's hard to travel. I mean, it's possible, but it's also totally acceptable if they decide to not want to travel that much because they want to raise a family. And so just those aspects of how people deal with those things, because sometimes it can lead to, you know, a depression in people, and they don't know what to do or when those things end. So I think just awareness about that and taking, like, what works for someone that maybe someone else can incorporate for them.
Yes, for sure. Okay, now what else would you like to plug or promote?
For sure, the New Network. Check it out. It's thenewnetwork.com. It's an amazing streaming service. It's growing exponentially since it launched a few weeks ago or a few months ago now. And then Demand Lucha, please, if you're in the Toronto area, check it out. FSW has amazing shows if you're in Vegas. They're also on Fight TV. For sure, Jiu-Jitsu. Follow me on Instagram, and you'll be able to keep up with all the stuff that I do, and you'll be able to see those other pages through links that I post. But my Instagram is Jenny_Santana_. So please give me a follow if you're on Instagram. I would appreciate it.
Yes, definitely. Okay, this next segment, I just came up with this one not too long ago, but I'm starting to call it Call Somebody Who Cares. So it's my job to try to find somebody I can call that cares. Okay? So here we go. Let's give it a shot.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, how you doing? Hey, this is Coach Mike Jones, live from the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast with the one and only Jenny Santana.
Hey, Coach. Hey, Jenny. How are you guys?
Hey, Sam.
We're good. We know you're a busy person. You got a minute to talk.
I do now.
Okay. What do you got going today?
Working on toy orders and feeding chickens and cats and dogs, and keeping an eye on the home front while my wife takes my kid to her birthday dance recital, and then her dance recital, and then her birthday rock concert.
Okay. Yes.
So I am. What's that?
Oh, keep going. You're quite busy. I wanted to let the fans know there is good in humanity, and that I know firsthand that your action figures are just amazing, because I was able to get one from you. Something happened where, hey, I'll let you know this too. You had the label right on the box. The post office did it wrong and put the wrong address. And long story short, fans, the package was sent to the wrong address, Finn requested that I write the guy a letter. I did. It took like 2 months for them to deliver the package. They finally got it there. The guy didn't throw the letter away. Called me up. I got the package back, and it's amazing. Thank you, Sin.
You're welcome. I still got a half done coach sitting on my workbench in case the first little coach didn't make his destination.
Yes, and we knew that was happening too. So
yeah.
Danny,
I think this half done little coach. LJN will make a great foreign object when I clobber Jenny Santana next time I see her.
Okay. All right, Cindy, you want to let people know how to get a hold of you?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Sin Bodhi, SINNBODHI, Sin with two N's, Bodhi like the tree. And, hit me up for wrestling bookings, appearances, seminars, LJN toys. If you want one of yourself or your favorite wrestlers, shoot me a message. So funny, I get people messaging me about it, and they're always baffled that I respond, and B, that I'm nice. I always ask, like, well, what do you mean? And they say, well, other wrestlers don't respond to us. And I say, well, I just put my pants on one spandex leg at a time. I don't know why. If they're crazy enough to want to talk to me, why wouldn't I want to talk to them, you know?
Yes, definitely. It's been an honor to work with you for years and years now, way back to the Jim Rose Circus tour with Jake the Snake. And then, Jenny, anything you'd like to say to your trainer, Sin Bodhi?
Yeah, I think he's been the longest active wrestler, right, around? Like, one of the longest ever of all time.
Wow.
Just call me
amazing.
Old.
No. Amazing physical shape that you are wrestling at the young, ripe age of, I don't know.
me and Zsa Zsa Gabor, we don't talk about it.
Goodness, yeah. And you're both a staple in Nevada, yes.
I'm aging in dog years and in Canadian metric dog years, so I think that makes me 465 right now, I think, if I do the math correctly.
Okay, nice. All right, Sin, thank you so much, brother. Excuse me, Jenny.
Go ahead, Jenny. What were you going to say before Coach rudely interrupted you?
No, we were just talking about that. Like, when you meet a wrestler and then they're like a nice person, like, it's always a pleasant thing to come across.
That's a kiss of death. Did you just insult me with cursing me as the nice person? Don't tell the fans that.
Like, just amazing. You're an amazing person, and it's been such an honor to like get to know you on a personal level. The knowledge in your head as a wrestler is just insane. If someone could like suck it out, they'd become a millionaire being able to sell your knowledge and implant it in someone else. But just as a person, as a whole, like, it's just been great.
Oh, thank you.
You've been a great.
Thank you, Jenny. I appreciate it, and the feeling is mutual.
Exactly. And then, hey, I want to say too, man, people might not know just by what we've already said, but man, working with Sin, just his hand motions in the ring, and then his production on promos. He makes the most amazing video promos, and like he said, he uploaded it, and an hour later he goes, it's already got 1,000 views. Of course it does. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the kind words.
All right, Sin. Thank you so much, brother. Them chickens are waiting.
Jenny, how did you trick the coach into interviewing to getting interviewed with you?
I don't know. It's the Jenny Santana charm. That's, you know.
I understand.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
It's been a great interview, Sin. And of course,
well, make sure she buys you dinner and a movie, Coach. All right.
Okay. Nice. Thank you.
Okay. You guys have a great day. I gotta go feed my little chickens there. I can hear them squawking.
All right. There
you don't want angry chickens. Trust me. You don't ever want angry chickens.
Definitely. No. All
it's,
right.
It's very hot out here in Death Valley, and if I don't get make sure they have water, you know, it's, it could get bad real quick. So yeah.
You gotta keep them eggs going. Yes.
That's right. That's right. Okay, you guys have a great day. See you.
Right. Bye.
What's that?
What's that? You can sell them if you're in the Las Vegas area, right?
Yeah, I sell their butt grenades. I don't sell the chickens. I don't eat the chickens. I don't sell the chickens, but I do. I will distribute some farm fresh eggs to people if they're in need.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay. Nice. All right. Cool. All right.
Yes. Fresh chicken butt grenades. Fresh from the butts of chickens. Yeah. No pesticides. No weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. No weird pesticides or evil magic on them. It's just fresh, au naturel, straight from the butt.
It's rare
Hell
to get
yeah.
natural fresh food. So.
You know, it's so weird. If I hard boil some eggs, you can tell the difference. Like not just sometimes or kind of like you could totally tell if I put some store bought eggs. Or some of these fresh chicken eggs, if I put them in a bowl together and you ate one, you'd know which was the farm one and which was the grocery store every time. That's how much crap
they, right?
I kid you not, that's how much crap they put. The yolk is much darker, but just even like the taste, like if you didn't even look at the egg, like, and I just think if that's the difference in natural food versus, you know, all the grocery stuff, I'm like, kind of evil crap are these companies putting in stuff to make things taste so weird or be so unhealthy for us?
Goodness,
you know.
Yeah. Whatever.
But they're super good.
Know what they taste like what the authentic version tastes like.
I'll bring you some next time we train. I'll bring you some on the house.
Okay. Yeah.
Try it out and totally tell me what you think, and I guarantee you will be like, holy moly, this is not what I'm used to eggs tasting like. Like even in the fanciest of restaurants that I've traveled across the planet in my pro wrestling adventures, I have never had eggs taste so good as fresh farm eggs.
Mm.
People have to realize too, I think it happens with everything. It happens with meat, with fruit and vegetables. Like, you just don't realize what these diabolical companies are putting in stuff these days. Like, I never really kind of thought about it. And then as I sort of, you know, moved out of Vegas, out to close by Death Valley, and there's a lot of, like, rural farmers and stuff like that. And I grew up in like, ranch community and farm community, but I've been in the city for 100 years because, again, I'm 465 years old, so
yeah.
I've been in the cities for a long time. And you just kind of don't even realize. It's just like, how would you know if you didn't have that example, you know? How would you know? And, but, you know, when they ship eggs overseas for months and then they spray them with all sorts of weird stuff and then they ship them all the way back, like, you don't even get them in the grocery stores until those eggs are, you know, almost as old as I am.
Yeah.
Wow. Gee.
It's crazy.
Right.
It's absolutely crazy. So all you young wrestlers that want to get strong and, you know, eat your Wheaties and do all that stuff, eat fresh eggs. It'll make you strong and not in the little runts.
So, hey, I'm going to have to get out there and get you some geothermal energy going out there, huh? So you can get off the grid.
Yeah, oh, I would love it. I would love it. I try to be as self-sustained as possible. You know, I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, but I am a common sense guy. So anybody that knows what that means, there you go.
Yeah. One thing people don't know, common sense is not common.
It is not common. That is the smartest thing I've heard all day.
That is true.
I worked at a place that had a theory that they said it requires experience. That's the truth, man.
You worked at a what?
I worked at a place that promoted that common sense required experience.
Yeah, well, you know. Right. Yeah, we are living. We are living on a very silly rock in the middle of infinite space. And some of the ideas that people come up with that think are good or maybe not so good, and some ideas that are good get shunned. You know, again. Wait a second. Are you a witch? Hey, let's tie a rock around your ankle and throw you in the water. And if you come up in a burning flamey blaze, we know you're a witch. If you croak, oopsie, my bad, you're not a witch. You know, so I don't know if the scientific method on that is overly sound, but I think we're back at that mindset these days. So.
Goodness,
so there you go. But I'm gonna go feed my chickens and get off the phone before I incriminate myself to all the sensitive dorks that don't know their head from their ass. So there you go.
All right, brother.
And for all the good, nice, smart, common sense, loving, beautiful people, you all have a wonderful day.
All right. See ya. All right, everyone.
Okay. See you guys.
Bye.
See ya. Oh man,
amazing.
Just quite the clown impressions too. My goodness, he's just amazing theatrically.
Yeah.
All
he's
right,
great
Jenny,
to work
man.
With and learn from.
We appreciate so much that you coming on. You know, we've covered most everything. I had like a couple more little questions, like who are some of the best wrestlers that you've been on shows with, and then some more up and comers to watch.
For sure, like the up and comers, I think like at FSW, like I said, Matt Vandegrift, he's amazing. Jordan Oasis is also amazing. Damian Drake. I've worked a lot with them in the ring to do practicing Breath of Threat during classes. I think those guys are awesome. You should definitely check it out in the indie scene. I think they're all going to be enormous stars one day. And they put in the work ethic, and they're athletic, and they know their stuff, and they're helpful to other people. So they're not, like, selfish, like, I just want to get my stuff in and look great. Like, they will sacrifice their bodies to help you look better. And I think that is, you know, a staple of an amazing wrestler, you know?
Yes, definitely. Okay. Now, do you want to remind anybody what else you got coming up and how to get a hold of you and all that stuff and whatever you'd like to promote?
Yeah, for sure. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So Jenny_Santana_ is my Instagram and Twitter. Demand Lucha, June 29th for sure if you're into the Toronto area. It's going to be great, the Lucha Block Party show. I'm super excited for that. If you're in need of any medical needs or weight loss assistance, please check out Infinite Wellness in Las Vegas. If you're on the other side of the country, we have there's a sister clinic called Integrated Pain Management in Rutherford, New Jersey. For sure, check that one out. Give us a call. We can do virtuals as well. And one of the big things going on now are peptides that we're doing, and they are just really helping you feel your best. There's peptides to help you in so many aspects of your life, whether it be like sexual health or anti-aging, weight loss, so many things out there that are going to help you look, feel your best, perform at your most optimal. For sure, jiu-jitsu, check out Fretz and Pascal jiu-jitsu. It's great self-defense, especially if you're a woman. I think it's very important to have at least a background in self-defense. So if anything, you know, hopefully nothing ever happens, but just being able to defend yourself in a situation that is in front of you is very valuable. Anyone who has a woman that they love, whether, you know, even my daughter, like I've taken her to jiu-jitsu classes. I think it's important just to be aware of that. If someone is crowding your personal space or like how to react. So jiu-jitsu is a huge part of my life, but I think it should be more prevalent and a huge part of everyone's life so that they have those basic skills.
Yes, for sure.
I'm probably missing
something.
For sure, check out the new network, the streaming service.
Yes.
And all the stars on there. We just had a celebrity debate with Avital and Mark Henry. There's Jason London on there. There's just so many stars. I can't even mention them. And they all have their own show. Brian Blair has his show, The Beehive. There's shows about gaming. There's shows about drunk driving. There's shows about Shakespeare. It just runs the gamut. So there's definitely something for everyone's interest in that network, on that network, I should say.
Okay, yes, for sure. Check that out, everyone. And I want to say, too, it was an honor and a blessing to get to meet you and get a picture with you at Cauliflower Alley last year. And where,
Yeah,
and then it was nice. I had no idea that Scott Rohrmer took the same picture and put it in the Cauliflower Alley magazine with you and me holding up my shirts. So what a blessing.
I know, that was super cool. Yeah, thank you for sending that to me.
Yes, and then also, man, I didn't get a chance to get a couple-minute promo interview with you, but that's my goal. I'm going to have to come back down there this year and get an interview with you and come and check out your facility.
Sure. Yeah,
yes, definitely. Thank you so much, Jenny, man. I appreciate your time. I thank you so much and everything you've done. And I wish you all the luck in the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. See ya.
Bye.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Never Were, Joe Love, and the Never Were, and they got a concert coming up here in Washington State, July 15th at 2 p.m. in Ravensvale, Washington, at their house. It's going to be a barbecue. It's going to be a blast. Man, I can't wait for that, July 15th. Anyway, yes, my sponsors called, messaged me and let me know I need to give my plugs, so you guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, Coach with the Most. Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews from celebrities all over the world. And if you need any work done, no job too big or small, because we have A+ Payless Handyman Services. They are 10% cheaper than any written estimate and 15% cheaper for family, seniors, and military. And they are licensed and insured bond and bonded general contractors, so they can build a house from ground up. All right, everyone, thanks so much, and we'll see you next week. We have Jim Valley. No, next week is CPW with Strawberry Fest. So we'll be having guests from that show. We'll be on our show that will be earlier in the day, next Saturday the 17th. And then on the 24th, I have Jim Valley. So thanks a lot. We appreciate it. And we thank you so much for your feedback and input. We love you guys. Appreciate it.